Right now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Marine Fisheries Service reviews any big project that might harm endangered species. The Secretary of Interior says the existing regulations create unnecessary conflicts between the agencies and delays on important projects. This new proposal would let the agency in charge of construction decide for itself if the project would affect endangered species. Bob Irvin is with the environmental group, the Defenders of Wildlife. He says this new proposal eliminates safeguards.
Previously, the Fish and Wildlife Service had a role in reviewing the impacts of those actions. So literally what the administration is proposing is to put the fox in charge of the chicken coop.
That's not the way the Department of Interior sees it. Kaish Arha is a Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Department of Interior. He took issue with the fox in charge of the chicken coop metaphor.
I think that's an exaggerated statement, and it is unfounded hyperbole. What you're referring to as fox in that particular issue are very, very well qualified, very well respected, and dedicated natural resource management agencies like U.S. Forest Service, like Bureau of Land Management, Army Corps of Engineers, and others.
But no matter how dedicated those wildlife officials are, the Bush administration has a reputation of putting political pressure on scientists in several agencies. And a number of times, science has been changed or rigged in favor of industry. But the Interior Department says the agencies operate within a political environment. Deputy Assistant Secretary Arha says, besides, the agencies already make decisions about federal projects and the Endangered Species Act this way. The proposed changes would only make current practices clearer for the agencies without completely overhauling the procedures.
This captures the existing practices, clarifies and gives more direction, and it is narrowly tailored to do so.
Environmentalists such as Bob Irvin see something much more sinister than the administration making things clearer for the different agencies affected by the Endangered Species Act.
With barely 5 months left in the administration, they're trying to ram through a proposal to weaken the Endangered Species Act. This is completely in keeping with the anti-environmental record of this administration, but it is also completely outrageous.
Environmental groups likely will end up taking the issue to court. The Bush Environmental Protection Agency tried a similar attempt to bypass independent review. The federal courts struck that effort down. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.